Hello everyone, my name is Marco Bosniak and I'm participating in DORA 2025 with my song Poison Cake, and you're listening to Building Bridges Podcast.
Take it away. Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan, and this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Today we have a very special guest, a young artist who has already made waves in the music industry and, yes, captured the hearts of fans across Croatia and beyond. He is no stranger to DORA, Croatia's national selection for Eurovision, and this year he's back with a bold and electrifying entry called Poison Cake. Joining us is none other than Marko Bosniak. Marko will share his journey as an artist, the inspiration behind his latest single, but also talking about his unforgettable hosting of Zagreb's first ever Eurovision after party and his vision for this year's DORA. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into the world of music, passion, and Eurovision magic with Marko Bosniak. Okay, first of all, Marko, thank you so much for taking your time joining us here at the Building Bridges. Maybe for those who might not know you yet, could you briefly maybe just introduce yourself and maybe share a little about your musical journey so far?
Yes, so my name is Marko Bosniak. I'm this year's participant at DORA 2025. I was also participating 3 years ago and I placed second. So this is my second attempt in going to Eurovision, which is one of my biggest musical and like childhood dreams. I've been doing music publicly for 10 years now. And I'm 21. Yesterday was my birthday, so I started on very early, and I am very happy about that because it just gave me a lot of experience at such a young age. So I think I'm ready to handle all kinds of situations. So I really want to share a beautiful energy with my music, and I really enjoy what I'm doing. So I really hope it gets to people.
You said that your music career right now is going for a 10th year, quite a long time for your age, as you said. Looking back, what kind of moments stand out as the most pivotal in shaping your career in a way that it is right now?
Well, definitely the thing that started everything was my participation in this children's singing competition, Pinkove Zvezdice. It was like a very regional competition with a lot of really good child star singers, and it was like going on for 1 year. It was extremely stressful for like a very small child, but in the end I won, and we also had a lot of Eurovision artists in the jury. So we had Hari Matahari, Jelena Tomašević, Milan Stanković, Leontina, so all of them were kind of Eurovision related as well. So that was also like an additional motivation to one day be at the Eurovision stage. But that was definitely the most defining moment that kind of like kickstarted my career, but also the participation on DORA and also like releasing my first singles, because for a long time I was just doing covers and kind of like singing other people's songs because I was, let's be real, too young to sing about some life experiences. So when I moved to Zagreb, I like formed my first team of producers and just started releasing my music, and I'm super happy with how it's going so far. So even though it's 10 years, I still have a lot to do and a lot to start. So I'm looking forward to that.
But still, you know, an amazing way to start a career with so many experiences already. So I think that this really is just, you know, in a way of going up and the sky is the limit, right? Anyway.
Of course.
You mentioned DORA and your first participation at this competition with Molly Zanas. It was, you said it secured your second place. You said it's also one of your most important parts of your career. But like, Is it how different was your life, I would say, before you participated in 2022? Did you expect this much of an attention after you get it, after performing that song at the Croatian national final? What changed the most in that way?
Yeah, I really had no idea what to expect. I mean, I knew that people were going to be interested because they were remembering me as a small child, and I was 18 in Dora in Opatija in 2022. So I knew that it was going to be like a shock factor to people to just like see me grown up. But I didn't really expect that big of a feedback. It was really like the support from the audience was incredible. So my life definitely did change, where I like Molly Zanas and Dora obviously brought in a lot of people to support me on my musical journey, and I'm so grateful for that because it really opened many doors for me, and it made my life, nothing drastically changed. I'm still the same person, I'm still doing the most basic day-to-day things, but it definitely helped me in my career and in making some connections, which is super important for me. And it really it gave me this blessing of a wider international audience, which I'm super happy about, because like having fans who are listening to your music from like Poland or Spain or like Switzerland, it was so surreal for me, because it was like the biggest dream that I had to, like, you know, have someone from a totally different country listening to music in your own language, especially. It was just super shocking to me, but I was very proud of it, and I'm still enjoying like the benefits from Dora of like 3 years ago, because it really brought in a lot of recognition, so I'm very happy about that.
From being in Opatija in 2022, you're getting back to Opatija, this time with Poison Cake. It's for someone who's trying to follow the situation in the region, I think that there's a huge hype about it. You said before, with Molly Zanas, you reached second place. Now, you know, the music video is trending. You get a lot of feedback on that. What was, maybe in the first place, what inspired the concept behind this song?
Well, behind Poison Cake, the concept is just that we all feel these emotions that we are not really allowed to feel, like anger, frustration, and like just when you really want to get revenge on someone, and you really want karma to do them and to get them. And we are not really allowed to say that out loud, but in this song, we're really like shouting it, because it's also a natural emotion, and it's not like all of the emotions that we have are supposed to be positive. Like we can have like a whole variety. And like this segment of emotions really tends to be like misunderstood. Of course, the song is very like metaphorical, but it's really about standing up for yourself and like the underdog who's rising up, like somebody who says, you do not have control over me anymore, and I will take like the matter into my own hands, and I'm gonna show you what you made me do, in a way. So it's kind of like about sticking up for yourself, basically. That would be the most short description.
There's a phenomenal international team behind Poison Cake. Can you tell us a word or two who was with you with creating that song, and how did this collaboration came about?
Yes, it was Emma Gale Kirkbride, Ben Pine, Bas Wissing, and my producer from Zagreb, Filip Majdak. So every Eurovision season, I would get like a few songs sent to me from various like songwriting camps, and I would always like listen to them and be like, nope, like I'm not going this year. Because I really after being second the Dora, I was really like, it was just so much things to process, and then I was like, I'm gonna take a break from this for like at least 5 years. I'm not gonna apply again. But then I heard the first demo that they sent me, and I was like, this has so much potential, and I just wanted to make like a few adjustments, because it was already like very nicely like packed. So my producer Philip and I, we were really like developing the ideas to make it a bit more my own, and I really think everyone did such an incredible job. I'm so grateful and happy that I have this team around me. It's also one of my dreams that I have this like international team who's helping me work on my music. So it's really a blessing, because all of us clicked immediately, and we are like They're super fun to hang out with. We all of us love to party, so it's never boring. And really, like, even though it's like a professional relationship, we have definitely bonded over this. So I know that no matter what happens, I still have very good friends in the industry. So I'm very grateful for having such an amazing team.
I think, you know, creating music, which is, I would say, very sensitive and maybe also a very personal thing for you artists, you know, in a way that whenever you try to express your feelings, it's extremely important, I would say, that you have a team behind you, which helps understands your point of view in music. And it's not just like you're a vocalist on a song who's just like singing something, you know, because I would say the audience needs to believe you, right?
Yeah, it needs to be believable, and that's what they completely understood from the beginning, because we first wanted to ask respectfully, you know, like, are we allowed to make some changes on the song? And they were super happy to hear that, because they were like, that's the whole point. Like, you need to give your voice, you need to give your own uniqueness to this song, and because that's the only thing that's going to make it better, if you really like get involved on the track and if you really give us your feedback. And they really like value my opinion, which as an artist is super important, that you really have a team who is not only being like strict with their vision and saying like, no, we wanted it to be like this, so it's going to be like this. They were like really open to all of my suggestions, and it was just so incredible. Like, as an artist, I really like love when it's a very open communication, and when somebody takes you seriously, it's honestly a pleasure.
I would say that like Poison Cake somehow explores deep emotions like revenge and justice in a fairy tale setting, but how do you plan to somehow recreate this dramatic story into your stage performance at Dora?
Well, I am currently at the rehearsals. Like, we are actually working already on the performance, and we've been working on it and developing it. I really have a phenomenal team who's helping me like convey this vision in the most perfect sense. It's also going to be goofy, it's also going to be dark, it's going to be mysterious, it's going to be unexpected, there's going to be a lot of like shock factors. So I'm really thinking that my voice tells a story. I really like to, you know, grab people into my world. And this is this idea that we're going to create a completely different like reality on stage and just lead people through this story. So how are we doing that exactly? I cannot tell you, but we are definitely working on like developing the most perfect and very like easy to follow vision. So I feel like people are probably gonna love it. I can be confident, because I just saw what they did earlier, and I first had to cry for like half an hour because it was so amazing and I was so proud of them. So I really like, I don't know, I just love all of this, like the songwriting team, and especially the team that's helping me with the performance. Like, I just love everyone so much. And if Dora was tomorrow, I know that we would be ready tomorrow even. So I think we're going to do a very good job. That's it.
Wow, that sounds like really in a way that you're all well prepared for it and just ready to go. I mean, since at the end of the day, you ended up second 3 years ago, which, you know, the expectations are high, and it's sort of
the expectations are high, and I'm super excited to meet these expectations, honestly, because I think number one thing that's important to me is that I want to be prepared. Like, I really want to be prepared up to a point where if you wake me up at 3 a.m, I'm gonna do my job like at 150%. And that was also with Molly's Announced. I mean, I felt a lot of pressure back then because I was only 18. I was like a new face in the music scene in Croatia. And there was also a lot of expectations from me, but I just knew that like, okay, you have to be prepared. You have to be in your zone. You like need to know that like this is what you want to do, so you better serve. Like, you better serve, you better like help yourself reach the vision that you created for yourself, like to like actually meet these goals. Just like be super prepared and super grateful that you have this opportunity, and then nothing can go wrong, because just like prepare, pray and reflect on all of these amazing opportunities that you got. So I'm very, very excited.
So if we try to go a few weeks further right now, like, let's just imagine for a second you win Dora this year. How do you, what is the first thought that goes through your head after the fact that you won? the whole thing.
Let's work more. Like the grind doesn't stop. Like, of course we're gonna be partying because all of us are just, you know, like very like prominent personalities in that sense. No matter the outcome, of course. But if we do win, I really feel like I'm gonna call a meeting the day after and like, how can we improve this? You know, how can we make it better? Because I really want to lead this entire project with a lot of passion, because I'm really passionate about Eurovision. I'm passionate about performing. So I don't know, like after winning, I would probably just, of course, take some time off to relax, but then plan what are our next steps.
Speaking of a party, Marko Bošnjak hosted the first ever Eurovision after party last year in Zagreb. And I mean, I was there and I have to say that was a hell of a party. I mean, this is maybe we should use the opportunity right now to pay attention to whenever, if there is, you know, another thing to do, it's a really place to go. How was that experience for you? Like, and how did it feel to bring the Eurovision community together in Croatia?
Oh my God, I was having so much fun. It was beautiful. It was such a perfect sense of community. It was such a nice atmosphere that was created. Like, everyone was just on their like best mood. Everyone was having so much fun, and even like me as a host, I was feeling so happy. And I think that people could tell, like, there was this really nice like transaction of energy, and I think it was just a total hit. I had so much fun performing, hosting, just like talking to these people in the audience. Like, it didn't feel like I was doing a job at any point. It was like completely done from the heart, and I really feel like everyone recognized that and everyone felt like it was an awesome party. So it's like a 10 out of 10 experience. I would repeat it again. Like, it's awesome.
No, but like really, when I think about it right now, it's like it really was like this some sort of first time of a party in that part of Europe, as we can say. And it really felt like it was one of the annual parties, you know, the things that goes and on for years, because it felt so organic. It was, as you said, the energy was just on the high stakes all the time, and it worked perfectly. And it really felt that that was a place where every year, you know, the party like this starts. And I really have to say, you've done an amazing job, like both in performing and hosting it. So it really was a hell of a party, I have to say.
I really hope it keeps happening and going on. Yeah, because it would be a shame if it stops after this. I really want to see this develop over the years.
Organizers, you heard Marko, so you better repeat the story again this year. But anyway, speaking of an after party and of, you know, gathering fans together for this amazing event that it was, you as a fan and participant of Eurovision pre-selection, what are some of your favorite moments or maybe favorite songs from the competition over the years, from its history?
From Eurovision or from Dora?
It could be, you can name both, so it's totally fine.
My all-time Eurovision and Dora favorite from my favorite like Croatian entry is definitely Moja Stikla by Severina. I just think it's so like
iconic,
amazingly. Yeah, like Moja Stikla is just, I remember dancing Moja Stikla as a child in front of the TV and just like vibing with Severina. So I think if it went to Eurovision like in today's time and age, it would still do it. Like, it's such a cool concept and a cool song, and it really like makes you dance, and I feel it in my Balkan soul, you know. So it's definitely one of my like top five ever. But there's obviously like a lot of other songs, but seriously, whenever I have to name something, my brain just like farts. I think that Moja Stikla would probably be the number one, because that's always the first one that comes to mind. But every year I have my favorites. Every year I like host like with my friends, we all gather and we watch, and then I always force them to do the rankings and everything.
Of course,
I also watch all of the finals, like most of them. So I really enjoy this whole like Eurovision cult that we have going on.
No, but it really is an iconic song, which stayed in the memory of all the fans all over the years.
Yeah.
If we go for just a tiny little bit back to Poison Cake, what kind of message or maybe what kind of emotions do you hope the audience takes away from your performance of Poison Cake, Adora?
I just hope that they feel like the energy, that they feel the hype, that they feel the need to like stand up and you know, because I really want them to watch with a lot of like energy and to like really become passionate about this world that we're creating, and of course to invoke this feeling of like, you know, I have that one person in mind, like I know what he's singing about, I know how he feels when he's singing this, I know, you know, like I want people really to connect with that, because all of us have this emotion, like everyone has somebody that they want to get revenge on, even though if they would like to admit it or not, like all of us have situations like that. So I really want them to feel the anger, to feel the frustration, maybe even, because, you know, like life is hard. People are weird sometimes. So everyone can connect with an emotion for sure. And I really hope that I can transmit it to the audience.
Since you said you're rehearsing a lot and, you know, the national final is getting closer and closer, how do you maybe some sort of take care about your mental health? How do you mentally prepare for such a high stakes event in that way?
I have a very good therapist. So definitely yes. Therapy. It's very important. And I was like, girl, when I'm in Opatia, I'm going to be calling you every day, because I don't want to went and bother my team, even though I absolutely do that and I can do it. But it's really important to have like somebody professional guiding you through the whole experience, but also just like some self-regulation techniques, like doing a little bit of like reflection and meditation, and just breathing exercises help me a lot. And breathing exercises are also connected with singing. So it's like, it's so useful for your mental health as well as your singing skills. So in any way, like I discovered through therapy actually that I already have all of these skills inside me. I just didn't use them in that sense. And then like, instead of having a mental breakdown, I just do my little singing and breathing exercises, and it really does calm me down. So maybe I'm gonna do like a little tutorial on that one day.
You know, this is definitely a useful information. So for anyone, you know, listening, if you are just before having your, you know, breakdown, mental breakdown, go take Marco's advice and
yes.
You know, just sing your heart away, and that will be, you know, the best outcome. Yeah. So Marco, once again, thank you so much that you took some time for us at the time of your preparations. Maybe for the last thing, you can do it both in English and in Croatian. What is your last message, especially for people who is listening, who are listening to this episode, and that they can vote for you on your semifinal and also hopefully on the grand final of Dora 2025?
Well, of course, they should, you know, vote if they like the song, if they like the concept that we're working on. Knock yourself out, vote. But apart from that, really want them to remind themselves that people who are participating in national finals and in Eurovision are also human beings. So I know that all of us can be shady divas sometimes, but it's important to note that like these people are humans as well. Everyone is doing their best. Everyone is gonna do, you know, the most. So just love, kindness, and respect are like really three major things about this whole season. So I just really want to give everyone a reminder that even though it's a serious competition, it's not that serious. What matters is that all of us are united by music and not divided. So,
and to be kind to each other.
Be kind to each other, yes.
And this is it. Marco Bošnjak, thank you so much. Best of luck with preparations for Dora, and have an amazing performance with Poison Cake. We really wish you all the best. And who knows, we might see you in Basel this year.
Who knows? We will see. Thank you guys so much for inviting me.
A huge thank you to Marko Bošnjak for joining us and sharing his inspiring journey, the story behind Poison Cake, and his exciting plans for DORA 2025. If you are as excited as we are about his performance at DORA this year, be sure to stream Poison Cake and follow his journey. And who knows, we might just see Marko representing Croatia on the Eurovision stage in Switzerland later this year. And of course, don't forget to follow us on social media. We are Building Bridges Pod pretty much everywhere. And don't forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com, where we talk about everything Eurovision all year long. And yes, until next time, you know, just what? Keep building bridges, spreading music, and celebrating the magic of Eurovision. Take care and see you next time. Bye.